This is a Christian service announcement. I repeat, a Christian service announcement. This just in, overeating does qualify as sin. I know it may come to a shock, but it's true. And if you're a big person, the world will help you. Not help you get fit, but they will help you stay big. And if you don't believe me, ask my friend Abel. When we went to the buffet, I can still see that look on his face when we walked up to get our steaks because he had a look of distortion that gave him the kitty size while I walked away with a double portion. Elisha didn't have nothing on me. I felt so blessed at the time, but now I realize it was costing me more than that $10.95. This wasn't the only incident. It was a regular event for me. Another time, a waiter felt it necessary to bring me two drinks. I didn't understand because I only ordered one, but I guess that's just the way the world thinks. People see that I'm overweight, so they take it upon themselves to help me fill my plate with things that would eventually take its toll and become my fate. Thinking back now, I can see that they may have been Satan's pawns or one of his henchmen sent out to make me feel good, but in the end, I was a glutton. Oh yes, I said it, that sin that's never mentioned, you know, unless it's a joke. The sin that claims more lives each year from people who, like drug addicts, just can't say no. Gluttony is one of the church's worst enemies. We use it as our excuse to fellowship, but in reality, we need to realize that it's the sinful flesh that we're messing with. Church on Sunday, go out to eat. Wednesday service, go out to eat. Choir practices on Thursday, you gotta go out to eat. Things get worse during revival, leaves your hearts and arteries just praying for survival. Because all that praise and worship just makes you so hungry. Now, I'm not hating on hunger because I'm kind of hungry right now, but that cannot be my excuse to indulge in two-fisted face stuffing. There's no way possible to justify engorging ourselves so flesh will be satisfied. There's a reason that gluttony is mentioned alongside the alcoholics and fornication. They're all things that'll consume your lives while killing you with a fleshly sensation. We have to remember that food has its purpose, but it's not meant to be our God. And yet we get golden corralled at the buffet to take away from the God that gave so that we could be saved. My excuse was, it never stopped me from doing what I wanted to. I guess I just justified my gluttonous excuses because I could still move. Not thinking that I could barely tie my shoe without feeling lightheaded or it would be a all-out mission trip just to find the clothes that fit. And not to mention that when I looked at a chair or a booth, I had to figure out that right angle or just to see if I could fit. Still justifying the reason that I didn't want to lose weight because I was afraid of all the hard work it would take. Here's the conclusion I've come to. Yes, the body is God's temple, and no, I'm not just trying to build it bigger for him, but he has given us the task of preaching the gospel and advancing the kingdom. I can do it at this size, but really, who would take me seriously? Why would someone listen to me preach about getting rid of the sin in their life when they can clearly see that I give in to gluttony? It's not too late, and the time is now, when every time you start to lose weight, the enemy starts to attack, or you just get lazy. But think about this. When you stand in front of God, will your weight begin to tip the scale of his grace, or will God do what you should have done and just pass the plate?